USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from Special Counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly. A lot of people were really angry. He has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." Ukraine's military has begun calling up reservists in response to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The number of reservists being called up is just over 36,000, most of whom already have combat experience. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Dozens of migrants continue to clash with police in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula as frustration boils over due to authorities keeping them waiting for months to be granted approval for free passage across Mexico to the U.S. border. Migrants, mostly from Haiti and Africa, have been demonstrating in Tapachula near Mexico's border with Guatemala for almost a month, and protests turned violent as they threw stones and bottles and traded punches with members of the militarized National Guard and police. Clogged U.S. ports are being given access to over $450 million in federal money from President Joe Biden's infrastructure law as part of the administration's recent efforts aiming to ease supply chain congestion and hopefully lower prices for American consumers. The administration announced the availability of the first batch of competitive grants for ports that will be double last year's amount annually for the next 5 years. The grants are aimed at specifically reducing bottlenecks that have slowed the flow of goods to store shelves and drastically pushed up costs. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's a new report that shows that the CDC has been withholding data. And with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The New York Times is reporting that the CDC has kept massive amounts of COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The paper reported the CDC held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on the efficacy of booster shots in 18 to 49-year-olds, even though it collected the information. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
With everyone these days writing a tell-all book, Britney Spears is adding her name to the list on her rise to fame, her career, and her family. Simon & Schuster said it's about to pay the pop star $15 million for the book following a bidding war. The news comes just 3 months after Britney's conservatorship, which she described in court as abusive, was terminated. Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, recently released a book of her own that led to a very public feud. Britney sent a cease and desist letter requesting her sister to stop mentioning her while promoting that book. While a Los Angeles judge terminated Britney's 13-year-long conservatorship in November, her dad, Jamie, who had been her conservator, filed documents in December demanding her estate pay his legal fees. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.